checking out my podcast, I promise to keep real talk true to its title. Always honest and always real. Do not start your day like this. So many other ways to start your day. Do not start your day like this. What am I talking about? I am talking about that thing that you have in your hand or in your pocket or with you within a arm's length at all times for the entire time that you're awake. I'm talking about our cell phone, all right? Why you shouldn't start the day with your phone. It is easily the worst way to start your day. How do I know this? Because I had to try it for myself. Because that was easily the first thing that I was doing right when I wake up. First of all, my alarm is on my phone. So my device is instantly in my hand from the moment that I wake up. That is the worst way to start your day. You haven't even given yourself a chance to get your day going before you go from hitting either the snooze on. Okay. I'm just going to share with you how it worked for me. Let's do that. So before I was aware of how terrible it is to start my day with my phone, it usually went hit snooze again, and repeated that probably about 4 or 5 times. Then after the snooze, I sit up. First thing I look at, you see the little red dots. So I got an iPhone. There's like the little indicator. So there's the notifications. I've got emails. I've got messages on Instagram. I've got messages on Facebook. So what do? I look. Right away. I can't even quite see out my eyes yet. Still got sleep in my eyes, but I'm already looking at my phone. I'm already looking at my emails. Looking through a bunch of stuff, coupons, all kind of madness. Swipe, 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 delete, delete, delete. Oh, look at this. Delete, delete. All right, I should sit up. Oh, but hold on. Let me see real quick the Instagram. It's Instagram. So hold on. Let me see. Then I'm in Instagram. Another few moments go by. Next thing you know, it's about 20 minutes to start my day. Now I'm up, and now I'm just kind of walking through in zombie mode. But now I'm also kind of thinking about what I just saw on Instagram and how crazy it was that so-and-so said that about so-and-so and how the president said this about so-and-so and how this. So now my mind, as I'm halfway waking up, still with the crust in my eyes, I'm already thinking about some nonsense garbage that I don't even need to be thinking about yet. It's too early for this. But that's how I've started my day. Look, wake up, look up, give thanks, and drink some water. All right, if I could tell you a couple things that have worked for me, it is that. It's been as easy as that. I still do set the alarm on my phone. However, I hit stop instead of snooze, and then I sit up. It's been a challenge. I can't tell you that it hasn't. However, I do want to encourage you with this. And this is for everybody listening to the podcast that has a tough time waking up in the morning. I'm going to tell you something. This is true. This is honest. You can hit me on Twitter if you find out that I'm lying, if you believe I'm lying. If you try this for yourself and you're like, man, Lowe's, you're lying. That did not work. When you wake up, it's going to be hard, all right? Instead of hitting snooze and getting that extra 8-9 minutes, whatever yours is set to, just hit stop and sit up in bed, okay? Now from that, go to stand up, all right? Stand up, walk to the bathroom. When you're in the bathroom, throw some water on your face. Maybe this is taking you about 30, 40, 50 seconds, all right, to get to that spot. By your second minute of being awake or being up out of bed, you're going to be awake. I promise. It's crazy. I can't make this up. I've never been a morning person in my life. However, I have seen this to be true. This is all thorough research that I'm telling you and sharing with you here because I'd love for you to know it. I wish somebody would have told this to me a lot sooner. So I'm glad you're listening to the podcast. I want to give something to you helpful. Hit stop on your alarm. Sit up. Go throw some water on your face. Within 2 minutes of you sitting up out of bed, you'll be awake. You're not going to go back to bed. You'll be ready to go. After that, make sure to give thanks. I've lost a lot of friends. I've lost a lot of loved ones. And I really understand that every day that I'm given is a gift. You know, I got great people around me. I've got amazing friends. I've got a beautiful family. I'm super, super blessed. So I got to count all of those things. And whoever you're thankful to, God, the universe, make sure you start your day by giving thanks. I believe it's super important to have an attitude of thanks and gratefulness as you start your day. And I like to close my day the same, but this is why I'm telling you, don't start your day with your cell phone. Start your day the right way. Set yourself up to win. Also something, I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Sebi, but he's also shared a couple things on, I think it was Instagram or a podcast that I was reading about, one of the things that he had said in water and how amazing water is for your body. Obviously, I'm sure you've heard this, but when we sleep, we lose a lot of water. When you wake up, drink some water right off top. And a fun fact for you, since I am the self-proclaimed king of random information, I'm going to share this with you. 4 glasses of water to start your day can actually replace your breakfast and give you the electricity that you need in your body to get your day going right. So if you want to get your alkaline levels up, drink great alkaline water, drink 4 glasses of water to start your day. You'll see what I'm talking about. All right. So wake up, look up, give thanks, drink some water. And I'll throw this on as well. There's a great book that I read that I've referenced also on this podcast before. It's The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. He refers to these things called savers. I found these to be so helpful to me. He goes into better detail in the book. I'm not going to really go into all the details of it on this episode, but Hal Elrod, Miracle Morning, if you want to check it out, don't know if you can find it online. Look it up on Amazon. Get the book, Savers. So that's silence, affirmations, visualization, exercise, reading, and scribing. All right, those, understanding what each of those are, which he goes into a better explanation in the book, it really helped me a lot. The moments of silence in the morning have been so powerful for me. Affirmations, the things that you are telling yourself as you look in the mirror, and you're speaking these things into yourself, into existence, into the universe, like super powerful. Visualization. I always understood like storyboarding and, you know, see it and it can happen, but I never really clearly understood it. He did an amazing job in that book of explaining like what a vision board should do. The things you should put up there and the thoughts that they should evoke as you look at it. So it's really helped me with my visualization. Exercise, I don't need to say anything more. I mean, and I'm not talking about go crazy, you know, get your Arnold Schwarzenegger on at the gym. It ain't got to be like that. But bust a sweat, basically. If you got to go out and jog for a little while, if you want to go hit some sprints, get your heart rate up and sweat. That's all you got to do. It's amazing what that does in the earlier part of your day to get your brain going, get your brain and your body moving. Whew, it's a great feeling. I got to tell you that. So exercise, reading, read something. Like, I can't believe how long I slept on reading. And I'll be honest, I'm going to just tell you, like, for real, I didn't read at all, like, probably after high school very much, because reading was always like a chore. Reading was never fun. I I never learned it as a kid that reading was fun. It was always homework or a report or some garbage I didn't want to learn about anyway. So I was like, oh, I got to read this. Now, when I'm saying read, don't read the book that your high school teacher was telling you that you need to read. All right. Don't mess with that book. Leave that book alone. I'm telling you, there's better books. So find a book that you like. Find an author or an easy way if there's somebody that you look up to, a mentor. For me, it's like I think of like Russell Simmons or a Puffy or a Jay-Z. Find out like who they looked up to or if they have a autobiography or a biography and read about them. All right, find something to read and start feeding yourself, man. Invest into yourself is so important. And if you can get in even just a little bit of reading in the morning, it's going to change your mind frame. And scribing. I can't tell you how cool it is to sit and write your thoughts out, write your plans, write something, write a journal, write things that you're thankful for. If that's it, write three things that you're thankful for. But try doing these things in the morning with your time. You'll see the difference in your attitude. You'll see the difference in how you're moving. It starts to change things for you, in a way that I wouldn't be sitting here on this podcast wasting my time telling you. I want to make sure that you hear this because I believe it could help you. I really do. If you start your day differently than starting it with your cell phone in your hand. When you start the day online, like you're looking for something. I've realized that, like, I'm looking for who commented on my Instagram post. I'm looking for what emails I'm looking for something. That's how it always started. Every time I would start the day with my phone in my hand, I'm looking for something, looking for a message somebody left me on Facebook, or I'm looking to see who tweeted what, I'm looking to see who snapped me what. I'm looking for who shot me a DM and what it's about. You're looking for something. As soon as you look into your phone, you're looking. Stop looking for something as you start your day. That phone is going to be with you all day. All right. How bored are you in the morning? Like, don't give up every minute to your phone. I know, like, I can't trust. Once the day starts, I got my phone in my hand. I'm looking through IG. I'm checking my emails. I'm there. And it's going to run all day. So I'm just saying in the morning, don't start the day with your phone. It's going to be part of your day at some point. I promise you that, all right? You've got to do more than starting the day with your phone. Do other things that are going to help you have a better day, all right? So do me a favor. Don't allow your device to start your day. Own your day and be amazing. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Would love to hear what it meant to you. Shoot me a message at Chris Los Media on Twitter. Let me know you heard the podcast, and I'd love to send you an encouragement card. Thanks for your time and have a great day.